Burgers are best fresh from the grill. Well, more specifically, burgers with Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. It's so rich and creamy that it instantly makes any burger irresistible. And what backyard barbecue is complete without some potato salad? Not just any potato salad, of course. Potato salad highlights the rich, creamy goodness of Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. So if you want to take your barbecue season to the next level, stock up on Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. For great recipe ideas, visit hellmanns.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks. DJ Bucky back with you. Buck, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm good. I mean, it's just kind of looking at all the craziness that free agency frenzy creates and then just looking ahead to the draft. That it's crazy, DJ. The draft is like a month away.
I know.
Like, it is, like, the calendar is all upon us. Like, it's, the draft's a month away. We got past the draft in a couple weeks. And before you know it, Vegas.
Yeah, everybody's been asking about that, by the way. Path to the draft. I believe our first show is first week of April. What is it, like the 4th or something like that? Yeah, I think it's the 4th.
Yeah. Somewhere in there. Yeah, yeah.
It's that Monday. Monday, April 4th. We'll be back with Path to the Draft, so you can check that out. All right, for today's podcast, again, this is going to be kind of a brief one here. We're sneaking in this podcast later in the week. But I wanted to do something on how free agency maybe has impacted the top 10. So I guess we could say it's kind of like an unofficial Move the Sticks mock draft, I guess. I thought we could workshop this a little bit and see what we came up with. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's start here with the Jags, and let's look at some of the things they got done in free agency, okay? Zay Jones, Christian Kirk, the wideouts. They signed Evan Ingram. I like that. Kind of an upside sign there. They tagged Cam Robinson. They signed Brandon Scherff. They re-signed Tyler Shatley. They brought over some defensive players in Foley Fadukase and Olu Akon, who's a really active linebacker they paid a bunch of money to, and Darius Williams, the corner. So they spent a ton of money, attacked a lot of different needs. But I would think, Buck, with the offensive line, you know, with the tagging of Cam Robinson, does that point you in any direction at all?
Yeah, I think it tells us everything we need to know. I think they're going to take a pass rusher. Because – here's the thing. If you're going to franchise tag Cam Robinson, then draft the offensive tackle, all you've done is kind of set up a replacement. But if you want to add to the team, like, you probably wouldn't have re-signed Cam. You go and, you know, get an offensive tackle, whatever. you now go and get the pass rusher to upgrade what you have. And now you have another pass rusher opposite of Josh Allen. It gives you an opportunity to go. And I think with all the moves that the team has made, it's about making sure you get the right character guys, because I think that is important. You look at the guys they signed in free agency, like they're kind of like right down the middle in terms of like the character and the football character that you hear about. I think Aiden Hutchinson fits. And as you're trying to turn a loser into a winner, you need to have guys who have experience doing that, but guys who also are going to do all the right things when it comes to working and representing themselves well on and off the field.
Yeah, I think it's a, I think it's just a solid pick. I think Aiden Hutchinson, to me, I have him as the top player in the draft. Again, I don't want to insult him saying he's a high floor player, because I do think he's got upside as well. You saw that with the testing and the three cone and all that stuff too. Like he's got some legit stuff to go along with all the production. So we're saying Aiden Hutchinson one. So then we get to Detroit. Let's look at what they've accomplished here. DJ Chark, they re-signed Josh Reynolds and Khalif Raymond, the wideouts. Trying to look for other big things here. They re-signed Charles Harris. A lot of re-signings. Alex Anzalone re-signed Tracy Walker. CJ Moore re-signs the DB. Not a lot of sexy moves there. I would say DJ Chark, probably the biggest addition there, the biggest name addition for the Lions. Doesn't really point us, I don't think, in any direction with what they're going to do in the draft. But I would imagine Aiden Hutchinson would have been a run the card up selection for them. He's gone in this scenario. Offensive line wise, they're in good shape at tackle. It's kind of the same logic that you just had for the Jags if they were going to take alignment. So where do they go? Where do you like them going here, Buck?
So it's funny. I think it comes down to two guys. I think it comes down to Kayvon Thibodeau.
Yep.
And then I think this is where we might have the surprise when people go crazy when Trayvon Walker's name comes up.
Yep.
Because I think that's the conversation. The conversation is, do you go with Kayvon Thibodeau, the edge rusher, or do you kind of roll the dice a little bit on a freak athlete who plays hard, who has some versatility that you're saying, if we just can figure out where to put him, he could be a game changer. That's the conversation to me, Kayvon Thibodeau or Walker.
Yeah, and if you kind of look at it, so Thibodeau had 7 sacks last year, right? I think Walker had 6, didn't he?
I know the production is close.
I'm gonna look that up for you right now here. Walker had 6 sacks. So to me, and we talked about this on a podcast a while back, I think Walker's going to end up going ahead of Thibodeau. Mm-hmm. And I think if the Lions are going to go with an edge rusher, this guy's so unique, man. Like there's just, I don't know that we've seen much like him in terms of his height, weight, length, the way how hard he plays, the versatility that he plays with. I think we go pass rusher back to back, Buck. I really do. And I think it's Walker.
Look, I'm not surprised. That's why both of those guys are in that conversation and the talk. And I know people say, holy smokes, how this guy, like, is this just a combine thing? It's not that, DJ. When you talk to D-line coaches, at the combine, I talked to 5 or 6 at a table for dinner, and we're just talking, and they could not stop talking about Walker. And this is before he worked out. So if they're that excited about him before he worked out, I only imagine how excited they were after
and his pro day he put on another show.
Yeah, because I watched his pro day. Like, he's just zigzagging and zipping through the bags and doing all that other stuff. And I just think there's a lot of fascination because people were saying, man, if you just watch how hard he plays, watch him put his foot in the ground and change direction and all that. And ego,
you can drop him. Yeah.
Ego gets into it like, man, if I can just get my hands on him and just teach him this and that, he could be. And I think that's going to drive the move. And so, yeah, let's put Walker there for Detroit at 2.
All right, Houston, picking at 3, free agency. Again, nothing big here. A lot of re-signings with Chris Conley. Talk about Ogunbowale, the running back. Royce Freeman re-signs. They bring back Driscoll. Some mid-level offensive linemen with Obuye. Justin Britt, he's there. AJ Cann comes over, got some decent money coming over from the Jags. Blake Cashman, they traded forward, didn't really play much for the Jets. Okoronkwo comes over. I believe he was with the Rams, right? So, again, Desmond King resigns. Nothing in this, to me, points you in any direction with their pick. But so, to me, I think we're kind of left with what we were thinking beforehand. Now, you've got Laremy Tunsil. A lot of people believe that he's not going to be there long term. You've got your pick of the offensive lineman if you want him here if you're Houston. You've got Hamilton who's out there. You mentioned Thibodeau. I mean,
I'm
leaning offensive lineman is where I'm leaning.
See, that's funny. You're leaning offensive lineman, and I'm thinking like Lovie Smith is thinking, okay, I'm the head coach. How long do I have? Maybe I have 2 years to do this thing if I don't get it up and going, running. Maybe he goes pass rusher because I think about the pass rushers who have played for him during this time, and I think about these long guys off the edge that could get after it. I think he will be fascinated by Thibodeau, even though maybe long-term, you Nick Kasario, you're like, man, we can get a tackle that can anchor it for a long time and those things. I'm undecided. I think it's an upfront piece. I lean more defense than offense.
Okay, well, let's go with that. Let's go with Thibodeau there to Houston at 3. So that takes him out of the mix. Now, the New York Jets
in free agency, this is going to be where
the draft starts because – they bring back Braxton Berrios. They signed two tight ends, which I loved, in CJ Uzomah and Tyler Conklin. Lakin Tomlinson is a huge addition for them. Mm-hmm. He come over at guard. They'll have him and Elijah Vera Tucker as their two guards. It's a good place to be. Mm. DJ Reed comes in to start right away at corner, who's a solid corner, was with the Seahawks previously. Jordan Whitehead is an outstanding run defending safety. He's an outstanding alley runner. So they bring them in the mix. They re-signed Tevin Coleman. So they also just signed, they signed Jacob Martin, an edge rusher, to give him another player, just kind of a roll-through guy, a good depth piece for them. So they've been very active in free agency, and it's kind of left them, in my opinion, the ability to go in a lot of different directions here. So what do you think here, Buck?
DJ, I just have this funny thing, and I know he didn't play like great last year. He was hurt, but I just have this image of Mekhi Becton on one side and Ike Ekwonu on the other side. And I just have this vision of them just absolutely mauling and mashing guys. Now, that's where I would go because I'm just thinking if I'm going to take the upside on a guy who's a freak athlete who I've seen absolutely destroy people in the running game. I just don't think you can go wrong. And I know, like, you have to get Mekhi Becton up and playing. But, man, just the two of them on the edges, just moving and mauling and mashing.
So I'm looking at that, and I'm saying, okay, last year, Fant played well at left tackle. So they had Fant came in. There was going to be kind of a right tackle, and he ended up kicking over to left tackle when Becton got hurt. He played really well. And then there was talk that Becton's going to have to compete for his job.
I've seen that.
And then people were saying, okay, well, Fant's better at left. Becton's really kind of better at left. You'd be drafting Ekwonu, who's a left. Like, so you're going to have three guys for two spots.
Three lefts.
But my thing is, in a perfect world, you would say, okay, we're going to take the rookie and we're going to take Ekwonu, plug him in at right tackle, like you mentioned. He's ready to go right now. We'll get him up and running on the right side. And then we're going to let Becton and George Fant compete for that left tackle job. It's going to light a fire under Mekhi because he's not guaranteed anything now. Mm-hmm. So this is your dilemma. This is the worst case scenario. You go from having one of the worst offensive lines 2 years ago to now having three quality starting tackles. One of those guys is going to be your swing guy and is a heck of an insurance policy in case somebody gets hurt.
Not only that,
DJ, but you could trade him if you wanted to.
No, I think if we check George Fant's background, doesn't he have some tight end in his background?
Yeah. Oh, you want to throw three guys out there? Now you can go out there.
So now we think about like how the New Orleans Saints played for so long. I think Zach Strief was like they would always go six offensive linemen. They wouldn't even fool people. Like, hey, look, we're running the ball. We're max protect, whatever it is. But you talk about upgrading and making sure that Zach Wilson is protected. When you can run the ball and you have three guys out there on the edges that can do it.
Think about this. They just signed. We just mentioned Conklin and Uzomah are good blocking tight ends.
Yeah.
So and – in a world where everybody has the AFC is so quarterback heavy, and you look at the Buffalo Bills and their high flying offense, now they bring over Von Miller. Well, you know what? I'd much rather try and play just mash them. I would you go big whatever, and you try and mash them, shorten the game.
Yeah, a 13 personnel or whatever you want to call them. When we got all the bigs on the field, one wide receiver, and we're just kind of mashing it. I think there's something to it. I don't think you can go wrong with having too many because if you have a surplus, then you sell it all because you know that everyone is not going
everybody's
to be
looking
able
for
to
tackles.
Feel, their offensive tackle need. I think that's a good problem because otherwise, okay, let's take that off the board. We don't do that.
Sauce Gardner would be the other pick then.
Ooh, hey. That's a tough one because that guy I love.
I love Sauce.
I love not only like he's his got a game,
yeah,
but I love his demeanor. I love in talking to him, DJ. Like he has a maturity to him that I'm like, this guy's built the right way. He has the game and the length, like Antonio Cromartie, as you pointed. Like that is, he's a very intriguing prospect on the edge now.
Yeah. We just laid out that whole case for the offensive line, and I have Ekwonu rated a little bit above Sauce Gardner on my list. Truth be told, I actually have a higher grade on Sauce mm-hmm. Gardner, but you know, I put the lineman above him. But I think I would take the corner, man.
Oh, do you?
I think I would.
I mean, look good. I mean, good player, but I mean,
they don't have, yeah. they have Becton can be an elite tackle. He can be an elite yeah. tackle. Fant's a mm-hmm. functional tackle. Like they don't have, like DJ Reed's a good corner. I like Hall. They don't have a great corner.
No, they
this
don't
would
have
give
a great
them
corner.
A great corner.
Yeah. I mean,
let's do it.
Okay.
Well,
Sauce goes
four. So now we don't need to take any time with the Giants. They turn in the card in 2 seconds on one of these offensive linemen. It'll be Ekwonu or Neal. I think it'd be Ekwonu. Let me tell you what they've done in free agency, by the way.
Yeah.
Where do I got? Do I have them here somewhere? The Giants, you know, when we're recording this here, John Feliciano, they brought over Mark Lewinsky. So they, you know, that's kind of how they build it in Buffalo. Nothing real sexy, just kind
of. So here's where relationships could impact and sway the pick. Brian Daboll having worked for Nick Saban. Nick Saban putting the call in. Like maybe Neal gets
Evan Neal.
Only because of the relationship thing. Only because of the Alabama ties. Nick Saban my guy is, he's ready to go. He's this and that. That would be the only thing. But
let's do that. Let's do it. Let's do Evan Neal there. Then let's get to the Carolina Panthers.
They have to take a tackle.
This is Ekwonu.
Has to go there. He just drives down.
Yeah,
he
drives that's down local. That's a local there. Move. So I like that move for them. So now we get to the Giants again. So they just went Evan Neal. Let's see what else we got here for them. I mean,
they need somebody up front. They need bigs. They need pass rush.
Yeah, I mean, so you're looking at that's why I think that you could see a Jermaine Johnson, you know, come off mm-hmm. off the board in this area. Mm-hmm. You want to do that?
Yeah, Jermaine Johnson works for me. It has to be an edge player. It has to be somebody up front.
Okay.
I got to get back to playing like the Giants. So that's six or that's seven? That's seven.
That's seven. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back with the eighth pick.
It's backyard barbecue season, so light up the charcoal or fire up the propane and throw some burgers on the grill. Some people like cheeseburgers, others like hamburgers, and people will argue about pickles until the cows come home. But there's one thing that needs no debate. Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. It's so rich and creamy that it instantly makes any burger irresistible. You add Hellman's and boom, next level burgers, it's that easy. And then there's the side that every backyard burger cries out for, potato salad. Do you want to know the best secret ingredient? You've probably already guessed it, Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. There are two kinds of potato salad, deliciously irresistible, rich and creamy potato salad and potato salad made without Hellman's. It's up to you what you want to serve. For great recipe ideas, visit Hellmann's.com.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of it.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because he didn't need it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
All right, eighth pick here. We've got the Atlanta Falcons, Buck. Man, looking at this team, they need talent. They need dudes, man. They need some help in a lot of different areas. You've got all the top receivers that are there. They'd have the pick of the litter there of the top receivers. We've still got the safety, Kyle Hamilton, who's hanging out there. Now you start looking at, you got some other corners that could start to come into the conversation. You've got all the linebackers. Devin Lloyd probably going to go ahead of N'Kobe Dean. You've got Jordan Davis, who I think has entered into the discussion all the way up here. Mm-hmm. So what do you think here for Atlanta?
Man, I'm Arthur Smith. I just think Arthur's looking at his offense. He now enters the season knowing that he doesn't have the guy who was the number one but didn't play for them last year, and that was Calvin Ridley. You have Kyle Pitts. You're trying to figure out who else in the passing game is going to give you some life and some juice because you're trying to help your quarterback. I think we have to go with a playmaker right here, right? We have to go with someone on the outside. Now, who's the pick? I think that's the thing. Who's the number one? Are we going with a size guy? Are we going with a speed guy? Are we going with Garrett Wilson there? Like, who is the pick?
So I would go Garrett Wilson. He's my top guy. But I could see also, with their experience with bigger – physical wide receivers. A.J. Brown, what they had a lot of success with the Tennessee Titans. Maybe they try and go with a more physical presence. Treylon Burks is not going to be in the mix here. I think he falls down. But I think you're coming down to, in my opinion, it's Drake London versus Garrett Wilson. So those are the two. I'll let you go with who you like there.
I think so. I'm going to go with Garrett Wilson more so because of the route runner. The only thing I would worry about is when you have two bigs out there, you have to have somebody who has some speed and explosiveness to kind of uncover, to take the top off the coverage to create. I think you're more likely to go at Garrett Wilson now to make sure that you have enough speed on the field to protect Kyle Pitts. Because let's be honest, Kyle Pitts will now be the focal point of the passing game.
Mm-hmm. No, I like that. I like that move. Okay, now we get interesting with Seattle with the 9th overall pick. You've got any quarterback that you want if you want to go that route. Safety's out, right? They've paid two safeties, so that's not going to be Kyle Hamilton. You can cross him off the list. Receiver's not really a need for this football team. I can't see it being one of those wideouts. We've already seen four pass rushers go off the board, right? Hutchinson, Walker, Thibodeau went 1, 2, 3. Jermaine Johnson was the 4th. So the pass rushers have kind of gone flying off the board. I guess Penning could be in the mix here potentially. You want to go with a big offensive lineman? You've got Cross. I know you're a Cross guy.
Yeah, but like I'm a Cross guy if I'm throwing it enough because I think that's where he excels.
You've got Devin Lloyd staring at you who could come in and replace Bobby Wagner if you want to plug him into that role.
Okay, so here's the thing about the Seahawks, and I love the Seahawks.
What about Stingley? That could be a. You know what? Think about this, Buck. Think about the Pete Carroll, Ed Orgeron
connection. Talent over everything.
But just think about. Do you think Ed Orgeron not going to give him all the information he needs on this kid?
He's going to give him everything on the kid and understand like this about Carroll: instincts, athleticism, and talent over everything.
Yeah, size and length.
I think you might have stumbled into.
We just found one there.
I think you might have stumbled into it. Because remember, what are we trying to do? We're trying to recreate the early 2010s Seattle Seahawks, right? Well, to do that, it has to start from back to front, meaning we got to recreate the LOB. So we need a corner. So let's go with Stingley there. So then we give them that number one corner so they can play the way they want to play. They have the two safeties and Adams and Quandre Diggs. And so now they're going to upgrade the secondary because they haven't really done that. Mm-hmm. Like they invested a first round pick right when Pete got there shortly after when they got Earl Thomas, but it was a safety. So now the safeties are there. So now maybe they invested a first round pick in a corner.
All right. So now we get to the Jets, and this is where it becomes pretty fun. So you've got Kyle Hamilton, my 3rd overall player. You've already gone to the secondary with Sauce. You haven't addressed the edge rusher thing yet. To me, this is actually a pretty good trade back.
You think?
Spot. I think so. I think you could maybe if teams wanted a quarterback, that could be the first quarterback spot. They could trade back a little bit. You still have some wideouts that are there that people might covet. I could look at that potentially being a spot where you could trade back. If I'm looking at the options that are there right now, Kyle Hamilton would clearly be my highest.
He's the blinking light. He's the blinking light.
Man, now all of a sudden you look at that secondary, which was pretty bad last year. And now you've got Whitehead at one safety spot. You've got Kyle Hamilton. You've got DJ Reed, Sauce Gardner, and Hall on the. I mean, you've got some depth and some size and some athleticism there on the back end.
Well, I mean, I think it'd be a nice pick. And in a way, what Joe D has been able to do is quietly he's been able to replace whatever Jamal Adams was to them. They now get the safety that can come down and maybe do more because of the range that Kyle Hamilton presents, the size. You get a high-level safety to go. And at some point, with all the quarterbacks that we talked about in previous podcasts about the AFC being loaded with quarterbacks, you better have some guys that can control the middle of the field. Kyle Hamilton would give them an opportunity to control the middle of the field.
Yeah, they re-signed LaMarcus Joyner, who was hurt last year on, I believe, a one-year deal. So now you've got some depth there. Brandon Echols has got ability, the kid they took in the 6th round last year at corner. Mentioned Bryce Hall, DJ Reed. Man, you did that. You've transformed your secondary a little bit now with those dudes.
High football character guys, guys that love playing the game, guys that will hit and tackle. Mm-hmm. The physicality part of it will be there. I think the excitement that Robert Saleh has in watching his defense play stems from great tacklers, guys with tremendous energy. You now have done that. You've taken two DBs in the top 10. You kind of changed the equation to go with your free agent picks. Yeah, you've been able to make a lot of changes for the better.
You've got a draft class with tremendous depth at edge rusher. So they have pick 34 and 38.
Somebody be sitting there, right?
Somebody
there.
Fall to you there. Shoot, you could double up if you wanted to. Could be a couple options there. I mean, I look at a guy like Ebikadi from Penn State.
Yep.
Plug him in top of the second round and you're off and running. But man, I just think if you look at that secondary last year and you add Whitehead, DJ Reed, Sauce Gardner, and Kyle Hamilton, oh my gosh. And we talk about all these quarterbacks you got to play and you got to worry about the Buffalo Bills in that division. You've got guys that can match up now.
No, and that's the other thing too, DJ. You always have to think about building your team to deal with the top team in your division. The Buffalo Bills are clear and apparent the number one team in the AFC East. They have a quarterback that we talk about being an absolute superstar in Josh Allen. The weapons that they have on the outside, you have to be able to handle that. And so, yeah, you need to load up on pass rushers and you need to load up on secondary members. You get a chance to have an A-level secondary right now. That makes it a lot easier to get after the passer. Because I don't know if you're going to sack Josh Allen anyway because he runs around. You better be able to cover him.
Yeah. The other name we didn't mention there that would be kind of fun would be Jordan Davis, plugging him next to Quinnen Williams.
Oh God!
What that would look like up front?
Just gonna maul people on the inside. just gonna maul them with those big bodies on the inside. I mean, you have a ton of options. It's funny, but DJ, just think about that. I don't know if we've seen that kind of scenario play out in a mock draft, but now when we've had some of the free agent moves kind of fall into place, it does become a very interesting thing based on how a couple other things could fall within the top five.
All right, well, let's get out of here, man. This was fun. Again, we wanted to just kind of run through that top 10, some different scenarios, see what we came up with. That was a fun exercise here. Anything else you want to add before we get out of here, Buck?
No, man, this is always great. I know we used to do this in the meeting rooms and say, hey, what if? Mm. And then you start kind of falling down that rabbit hole and just kind of pondering the scenarios. But there'd be a lot of this because based on how free agency and trades and signings continue to kind of play out over the next few weeks, you'll have some changes in terms of like what your strategy is on draft weekend.
No doubt. Well, this has been fun. Hope you guys have enjoyed it as much as we have, and we'll catch you next time right here on Move the Sticks. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
way.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.